Because in one of the newspaper articles, it says they did an extensive remodeling and increased demands and innovations for new services. Further remodeling was done again. The first home had a family preparation and service rooms, and each succeeding period of remodeling, these rooms have been enlarged. New services induced also demanded extra features that have been met. The change of interior decorating is most obvious to those who compare the modern funeral home with earlier ones. So even if we think back to funeral homes from 50, 80 years ago that maybe a lot of our people are familiar with, they think of it one thing. So in 1927, they made a big step to even get to what we think is like the old kind of funeral home look, where it was kind of innovative at the time, where there was even in this article, they said, even in the city of Madison, they didn't have something of this variety. So it was very innovative at the time. Now we look back 100 years later on that and think, well, that's really, it doesn't seem like it's a big change, but it was a big change 100 years ago. So it was kind of a big step for the Pratt firm at that time.
It does, though. I find it interesting, Mark, when we reflect on some of the older funeral homes that have these separate rooms you go through, it makes sense, doesn't it? It was a transition from mm-hmm. when everything was at home
yeah.
to an area that would be comforting to be able to say goodbye to a loved one.
Yeah, it was very much set up because funerals were done in a home. So when you move to a building that's not a home, you still want to make it look like a home because that's what people are used to. Now, if you go into a brand new facility, something that would make today, there is really not a lot of home features in it because just how times have changed, what people are expecting, what they want. There's not as many segregated rooms and things along those lines. It's more of an open concept. But if we look at society today, people really like the open concept idea. So the funeral homes have moved with that as well. But in the history of the funeral homes, they did have those smaller rooms. And in one of the articles I was reading, in the funeral home they had by the auditorium, one of their big selling points is that there was a door that the family could come into, walk right from their car into the funeral home, be in a separate room that the public could be in one side of the building, and everyone could see the casket, but from a different area, so the family never actually had to intermingle with the public. And that was a big selling point at one time of having that feature of a private entrance, private exit, even though they're there, you're not necessarily intermingling with each other. So at some point, that was a really desirable feature that was incorporated into the funeral home. It's not such a desirable feature at this point, but it was something different at that point.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Labor Department says 353,000 workers were hired last month, way above analyst expectations. That's good for the overall economy, but says ABC's Alexis Christophorus, not so great for hopes that interest rates will be going down soon.
The reasoning behind cutting rates would be to juice the economy and to get us spending again. We're doing that without the help of the Federal Reserve right now, even in the face of higher interest rates. So those who were hoping for lower interest rates in the coming months may have to wait a little longer because the economy, especially the job market, remains very strong.
Worries about a too hot job market keep Wall Street in check. The Dow down over 100 points. The West Coast getting drenched or swamped with snow, depending on where you are. An atmospheric river is set to drench California in the next several days, bringing life-threatening levels of rain and an increased threat of mudslides. Bodies of three service members killed in that drone attack in Jordan returned to the U.S. today. This is ABC News. Due back on the stand today, the mother of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbley. Jennifer Crumbley set to face questions from prosecutors. She's charged with involuntary manslaughter, accused of missing signs her son may attack someone. ABC's Trevor Ault has more on her first day of testimony.
She said in several instances what the prosecution said were red flags were actually inside family jokes, like her son texting her that he was seeing demons, or her laughing about him getting caught searching ammunition in class, saying you have to learn not to get caught. She also claimed her meeting school counselor the day of the shooting over disturbing drawings was nonchalant.
North Korea carrying out even more cruise missile tests. South Korea saying several launches were detected heading into the sea. And the promise from Punxsutawney Phil this Groundhog Day.
An early spring is on the way!
There you go. A bunch of other groundhogs across the country agreeing, saying the same thing. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's that delicious aroma? Oh, it can only come from Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Authentic Mexican cuisine prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Los Amigos the Mexican restaurant of choice for those who love their Mexican food. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Celebrate your birthday with Los Amigos or give the gift of gift cards from Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant in downtown Richland Center. Call 383-0684. Find them on Facebook.
News this hour sponsored by Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant, your favorite spot serving great authentic food and drinks in downtown Richland Center. Today, a high of 40 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, a low of 25. Saturday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer and 44. A few clouds Saturday night and 26. And Sunday, 47. Highs near 50 with lots of sunshine on Monday. It was a record breaker yesterday, probably not today. After a low of 29, it is 30 degrees.
WRCO. 100.9
Melrose Drive on a Friday night. I was with my friends when I spotted that vintage tee as you walked in. We got to drinking, wish I'd kissing, wish I'd making stupid bets. Put it on my tab.
Baby, it was worth it. Ooh, baby, it was worth it.
Carly Simmons on WRCO. We have some tunes for you today. We'll also check in with a Wisconsin sports update from Mike Clements. He'll check in. He goes to all the news conferences and press conferences and is even headed to the Super Bowl. I think he leaves this weekend for a week-long stay in Vegas. I guess it's a working vacation. And so we'll have that a little bit later on. We'll have movie trivia with Tony Johnson as well right here on FM 100.9. Here's Morgan Wallen.
To the town where I grew up, something in it them California girls love. Some people like to make a little fun of the way I talk. It gets slower after three or four cold beers. It gets louder when I'm cheering on the Volunteers. Folks know I'm country when they hear the way I talk. It sounds a little bit like my daddy.
When you're staying up late just to talk on the phone. You hate saying goodnight, you hate sleeping alone. So you pack up the back of your truck with your stuff. That 2-year lease ain't long enough when you're high on life. Life can't get any better. Then a girl walks in, you know the right one, dressed in white, the kind you want to keep the rest of your life. Then you're raising glasses, dropping roses, she's dancing with her daddy. That's how the story goes. It's when you think you got it all, and then a girl walks in. A girl walks in and says there's one on the way. Then one day a girl walks in looking like her mama, says I love you daddy. Right then you know she's known her. Steal your heart and you have to let her go. And then boy comes along, that's how the story goes. Just when you think you got it all, and then you got it all, and then a girl walks in. Yeah, a girl walks in. Then a girl walks in.
Shenandoah featuring Blake Shelton and A Girl Walks In on WRCO, 31 degrees in Richland Center. Our news update coming up here a little bit later on, the old Daily Dose as well. We'll see what's going on there. Australian police came to the aid of a 3-year-old boy after he became trapped inside a claw machine at a suburban shopping mall. Queensland police shared a video of the unusual rescue Thursday, which shows the toddler sitting inside the glass-walled box filled with plush toys, blissfully unaware of the predicament. The video then shows the officers and the boy's parents encouraging him into a safe corner at the back of the machine and to cover his eyes while the police shatter a glass panel to free him unharmed. Come on, they should have used the claw on the kid, right? No, that's mean. You shouldn't have done that. No, but anyway, he crawled in there. I'm guessing he probably knew how he could have gotten out, too. But they got him out safely, and the story has a happy ending today. That's what we need on a Friday. Coming up here on WRCO, more details on Wisconsin sports with Mr. Mike Clements.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyros Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day. The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. It's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in three sizes, while the Y Series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Mike Clemens talks sports with us here on WRCO Radio. Boy, lots to talk about. I guess the top story this morning would be the Brewer trade that was announced last night. What do you know about it, Mike?
It's crazy. I mean, just when you think, all right, we just spent a good hour with Brian Gutekunst to talk about the Packers, you know, and the Bucks just, you know, fired their head coach and, you know, hired Doc Rivers and Badgers and all. And I get this, my phone starts going off like, what now? And the Brewers have traded Corbin Burnes to the Baltimore Orioles. Like, what? I mean, you know, Brandon Woodruff was out for the year, and then they ended up releasing him. You know, a year ago at this time, you thought, this is the combination, man. You know, you got Woody, and you got Corbin Burnes, and there's the two best. But that's what this Brewers team has always needed. They've always been kind of a slugger team, but they get to a World Series, and if you just had two pitchers like that, that's four wins in a seven-game series, and you're in, right? Well, not so much. And, you know, Brandon Woodruff is the guy where, about a year ago at this time, he'd gone into his salary arbitration hearing, and he came out of it and was very direct and told reporters, when they reported to spring training in Arizona a couple of weeks later, he said, you know, look, they called me and said, well, you got to come in. You know, we're having this meeting now. You know, if bring your lawyer, bring your agent, whatever. And so he's in there, and the representative from the Brewers in the meeting says, yeah, we think that you're the reason we didn't get to the playoffs last year. And he was, and, you know, all these ugly things that it's business, you know, it's business. You're talking to an arbitrator trying to make a case. And it was over $700,000. $700,000 difference. Instead of him, he was asking for 10.7, and they fought and won for 10.1. And he was really burned by that. Like, you don't treat me that way, man, you know? Now, there's a little bit of a diva in Corbin Burnes, just a little bit. There's a beat reporter. We were walking away from a big interview, 20 guys around his locker, after a game. And he didn't take account for a game where he had a bad night. He just talked about other conditions and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, I sensed a little bit of a diva thing there. Here's the other thing. He just re-signed then for one more year with the Brewers, and he came out of that one and said to the media, yeah, and this will probably be my last year with the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, Craig Counsell's moved on to the Cubs and all this. Well, 3 weeks later, the Brewers decided, no, you've already had your last year. You're now going to be a Baltimore Oriole. And they're getting a left-handed pitcher named D.J. Hall, an infielder named Joey Ortiz, and the 34th pick in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft later this year. So, you know, I think it was him saying, yeah, this will be my last year in Milwaukee. That was probably the last straw for the Brewers, but it's kind of a head-scratcher. But, you know, the good news, I don't know if this comes from the owner, Mark Antanasio. The good news is that so far, this new GM in Matt Arnold, he made some really good moves, you know, late last season to try and get them through the playoffs. So this guy's got a pretty good eye for talent, but we'll see. So now your starting pitcher at the top of the rotation is Freddy Peralta.
Yep, exactly. Changes the season a little bit, that's for sure. Boy, a lot, not for a lack of things to talk about. Doc Rivers, 0-2. This is a tough West swing that the Bucks are on right now, Mike.
Yeah, you know, and they blew a game the other night. They were playing, you know, the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets. To me, it looks like, you know, they're still trying to work out the bugs on who's going to cover what, who's going to do what to improve their defensive play. And then sometimes their shots, you know, fall off. And teams are planning for these guys. You know, like tomorrow night they got to play the Mavericks, who rested a lot of their players against the Timberwolves just because, hey, the Bucks are coming to town. We want to look good in front of the hometown crowd on a Saturday night. But, yeah, he's now 0-2. I thought this was interesting. When we were talking to Doc Rivers, one of us, I think it was first or second time that we got with him in Milwaukee, he said, you know, I'm getting into this thing. I'm going to bring in a couple more additional assistance of my own guys. But, you know, I realized I've only got about room where I could get maybe four practices in, where they could have like a full, you know, a full live session, and they can work out some of these things in terms of their defense, their offense, the changes that he'd like to make. And I forgot about that, about the NBAs, that, you know, when they have their training camp, that's really important to them as to the templates that they're going to set for the rest of the season. Because once you get to the halfway point of the season and into the All-Star break, you don't want to run them that fast, man. You got to save them from night to night to get through the 82-game regular season. So those are just one of the many challenges that Doc Rivers faces. I'll tell you what, though. You know, I heard Doc's breakdown of that second game that he was in, and I thought, this is a huge upgrade over what they had. I mean, he is the doctor. I mean, he dissects these games much more in detail, and that's going to benefit this team down the road.
You bet. Brian Gutekunst with a press conference this week, and the Packers hired a new defensive coordinator. Will the fans at the end of this next year be saying, fire Jeff Heffley, fire Jeff Heffley, or not?
Well, I don't think so. I'll tell you what. It's as if Matt LaFleur hired his cousin. I mean, this guy looks like, sounds like, he's just like LaFleur. He's 44 years old, got a wife, two children. He talked about it at one time. The coaching is so demanding. You know, it's 7 days a week, particularly at the level that he's coming from former NFL head coach of the Boston College Eagles. And, you know, they've got games on Saturdays, so that means, you know, you got to have everything in with your game plan by Thursday evening. Players rest on Friday, play on Saturday. And so he makes it a point, you know, 5 o'clock every Thursday, when he, you know, says goodbye to the players, the first thing he does is go straight to the after-school program where his kids are, picks them up, and he takes them out for ice cream, and he holds on to that because, you know, he's got to be a dad at some point. That's just how busy these guys are. But here's how this guy got under the radar screen and flew under the radar in terms of nobody had him as one of the listed candidates. You know, he's smart enough to keep it quiet, which is what just the way the Packers like it. He got into Rutgers. He coached at Pitt for Dave Wannstedt. Revis, the great corner for the Jets, he coached him when he was just starting out. Then he got into the NFL. Mike Pettine hired him because they'd worked together when Pettine took over as the head coach of the Browns. Then he was with the Buccaneers. He got into San Francisco. He worked with Kyle Shanahan. He worked with Mike McDaniel, who's now the head coach of the Dolphins. He worked with Adam Stenovich, who's now the offensive coordinator in Green Bay. So there's all these friends and connections that Matt LaFleur has worked with. Matt's never worked with this guy, but he's got plenty of good references on what this guy is like. And when you hear him for the first time, you say, it's like a LaFleur clone on the defensive side of the football. And that's, you know, sometimes it comes to just changing the voice, like Joe Barry after 3 years with 1 year left on his contract. But Brian Gutekunst said yesterday, I thought the biggest problem or letdown of what our defense did last year was some of the miscues and missed assignments in the secondary. Think of that Buccaneers game where Baker Mayfield just kept on throwing to Chris Godwin and they never made any adjustments. And so what do? They hire a coach who's been a defensive back coach, a defensive coach, to be the new defensive coordinator, and he'll be there to fix the secondary.
Yeah, should be good. Now, you're going to be taking off for the Super Bowl next week, aren't you?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow morning and get out to Vegas. And the first 2 days, we will be setting up and dealing with the logistics. When you get into a Super Bowl city, man, you know, you can't go this way, you can't go that way. Oh, there's another checkpoint, and you know they're checking your car and they're checking you out and they're looking at your IDs and everything. And if you think it's 20 minutes to get to someplace, plan on an hour, hour and a half. But then, you know, you get in the media center and you set up your little broadcast area, and then I'll be, you know, covering Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know, and then the San Francisco 49ers and Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan. I actually know that team pretty good. I do this every year. I've been doing it. This would be my 18th Super Bowl, and so I can give an update to you and kind of a preview into the game next week, Friday morning, from Las Vegas.
That's great. So you'll be in Taylor Swift's suite then next week, Mike, or not?
You know what? I had to turn her down because I knew I'd be busy with the football.
You'll be busy. Yeah,
maybe maybe another time.
Good thinking. All right, Mike. Have a good week. We'll text you next week and safe travels for you.
Thank you, Phil.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. The young cartoonist couldn't get anyone interested in his new creation, Steamboat Willie. This character was not a sudden or frivolous creation, but the fruit of many years of conceptualizing, drawing, and development. This budding cartoonist had developed a special attachment to Steamboat Willie that was not mirrored by any of the studios or publishers that saw him. The concept was good, but the character needed a different identity. All the time and effort on Steamboat Willie had left the young artist bankrupt, and he was generally viewed as a wannabe, a failure. He kept at it and altered his character and renamed him Mickey Mouse. Walt Disney learned that sometimes we can get too attached to our idea, so attached that we won't listen to good advice. Walt listened to good advice, adapted where necessary, and he persisted. Perhaps you have had an idea that others viewed as sort of Mickey Mouse. Be open to change. Listen to others. Be ready and willing to adapt. Sometimes our ideas just need a little tweaking. Why, who knows? Your idea could be another Steamboat Willie. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Rockwell Automation, a community partner in Richland Center for over 50 years. We are your neighbors, firefighters, and EMS. We are coaches, board members, volunteers, and much, much more. At Rockwell, we make life better by creating product that supports clean water and renewable energy, food production, computer chips, and countless other industries. We are looking for difference makers and are hiring both entry-level and experienced assemblers to join our team on second shift. Rockwell employees annually start with 3 weeks of vacation, 1 week of paid sick and personal time, and 14 paid holidays. That's 6 weeks of paid time off to enjoy hunting, fishing, traveling, or however you like to enjoy your time. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Oh, I know. What an earworm Mind on You is. Welcome in. It's the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. Hot on the heels of his first number one single, Mind on You, George Burge is remembering the journey the song has taken.
I originally pitched it to Jason Aldean and got an email back the next day being like, don't play this song for anybody else. Jason wants it for his new record. And at the time, that was like the biggest thing to ever happen to me. A, because he's one of my biggest influences, but B, he's fresh off Entertainer of the Year. Having him record one of your songs is a life changer. Fast forward like 6 months, you know, I had some of my own stuff start taking off and I had dropped a little preview of the song on my social media and it just kind of took off and I was able to get a record deal and get the song on the radio, and Jason was able to give me the song back, which was the coolest thing anybody's ever done for me. He was super kind and gave me a chance to put it out myself, and here we are. It's completely turned my world upside down.
Mind on You is George's debut album title track with George Burge. Congratulations, buddy. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. You want to save money on your insurance needs? No more excuses. In the time it takes to sing four verses of our national anthem, Pure American Insurance shops over 30 leading insurance brands to uncover the best coverage at the best price. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life. So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Well, baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know. Baby, you're a tall drink, little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down, and right now all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slower. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you, I got my mind on you. Yeah. I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips every time. I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I
George Burge on WRCO, the subject of the American Country Radio Minute. That song has had certainly a big life in the last year or so. We're at 31 degrees, headed toward 40 today. Not a real big promise of the sunshine today. Partly cloudy tonight and 25. Saturday, 44 and a bit warmer. Sunday, cloudy and mild and a high of 47 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 31. Some great tunes coming your way, including the group Chapel Heart, singing about those glory days.
Old white man broke down again, but we still made our show up in Michigan. Poured out our hearts to a half-empty bar for whatever wound up in the tip jar.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl, but old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee, if I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, leaving Memphis and everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found, but you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee, if I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase and drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
The Pine River Sports Association Gun Show is February 9th and 10th at the Community Center in Richland Center, 3 to 8 on Friday, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Local Boy Scouts will have concessions, just $5 admission, 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you February 9th and 10th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Richland Center Community Center.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCL listeners. Let's love it up with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Find the perfect Valentine's gifts and decor at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Hi, this is Julie. Our Valentine's Day decorations feature bold reds and heartfelt designs that capture the style of the season. Say I love you with a stunning rose bouquet or a beautiful floral arrangement. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. There's more to love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
11 minutes before 11, it was on this very day, February 2nd, 1964, when Hasbro released the G.I. Joe doll, a doll for boys. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Action figure for boys. Immediate success. Of course, we had the action soldier, the action sailor, the action marine, and the action pilot as well. My folks bought me one at a yard sale. And it was the Fighting Yank. So it wasn't the, it was a generic ripoff of G.I. Joe from Hasbro. The Fighting Yank, I think, was made through Sears or Montgomery Ward or something like that. So me and Joe, we always kind of felt like we were just, really second class. But then years later, then I got an actual G.I. Joe for good behavior. The one that talked, from the adventure team. So happy birthday to G.I. Joe, who turns 60 today.
Some bad. master wheels. I got a heartache nipping at my heels. I'll be hurting if she gets a big head start. First that girl stole my attention, not to mention all my affection. Now she's running away with my heart.
That's Lone Star on WRCL Country and Community as we count down the hours to the weekend. A news update is next. We take you back in time just a little bit right now.
So full.